Well, we're back for another one of our Indiana Jones adventures, pulp style, and session three. So we'll have introduction of characters again, and then we'll have a recap. So, John, we'll start with you.
Oh, I'm playing Louis Lamont, a prize fighter and a car mechanic. But yeah, he's wanting to get into the big, you know, big time, you know, the boxing circuit. But, you know, he's stuck here in the city right now. So that's Louis.
And Kim?
Okay, great. So I play Lancia, and she is a car thief who lives in a warehouse.
Right now, isn't it more like used to live in that warehouse?
Yeah, like as of, well, that changed last session, but we'll talk about that later.
And Todd?
And Randall Sage is a private detective specializing in personal cases. Son of a gambler, so he's got a little money, but he's trying to make it out on his own.
All right, and between the three of you, why don't you see if you can do a recap?
All right, well, very quickly, Lancia, I don't remember if you were woken up or, you know, basically the looks like, it sounds like a dirty detective, Tracy Davenport, was trying to roust her in her place.
Yeah, he woke me up, and there's a guy named George, and I shot him.
Yeah. He's not, George is not dead, but yeah. You know. But, and then you escaped. Did we show up to rescue her?
No, I ran. I took their car.
That's right. You took Davenport's custom Model T with the chrome spoke wheels, and I think what, left it in an alleyway with the engine running.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much ditched it with the steal me sign on it.
Yeah, and you went to Mr. Lee's, I think.
Right, because you were supposed to meet there.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need to copy over the links to the Google Plus page, to your Google Docs page, because, you know, I have a bad feeling that sometime around February, Google Plus is going to go away.
Oh, those aren't in. Well, yeah, I'll do that. You guys keep going. I'll drop it, the link in here while we're going.
Yeah, the city and the back and all that stuff. Yeah. But and see what were we do? And while she was being rousted, what were we doing?
At some point, we were pondering the clues that were assembled, and I reached out to an accountant friend who gave us some suggestions on a bank check. We still haven't come up with an appropriate scheme to approach the bank, though. Maybe just showing up nicely dressed with the number is all we need.
No, remember, because unfortunately I brought the an unfortunate fact that we need the key.
Yeah. Which it may require a key. It may just require us to show up and the.
No. I established the fact that it was a dual key system. You had the key and they had a key.
Oh, ooh, okay. That's a
yeah, which means we probably have to go back to his house again and see if we missed anything, or check, you know, the briefcase and see if it had any secret compartments or anything like that.
I thought we also mentioned possibly showing up at the morgue, not the morgue, the mortician's.
Yes.
And since you are closest kin in the city, getting their personal effects and hoping that there might be a key among that.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's where we were going, but not after we had met up with Lancy at Mr. Lee's and had dinner.
Right.
And then we took her back to your place in the university where she got new clothes from all the sorority sisters.
Yep. And a cot.
And a cot.
Right.
And probably way too many rumors.
I think that's kind of where we left off ish.
No. No, then we got in the car and started hanging the mortician, and that's when we discovered we had tail.
Yeah, you guys had actually pretty good. You had actually already checked the briefcase as well as you could. That's done. What you had decided on was figuring out visiting the morticians after hours, since one of you was related, was how we ended it last. And you were on your way to do this, or get dressed to do this, whichever, when you figured out you had caught a tail.
Yeah. And the person who needs to be in behind the steering wheel is in the back seat right now. We almost pushed you out of the car and had, you know, they had Lancey go in the front seat. But, you know. but we said, no, we've got to be nice to Todd's character. So we have to do some sort of skill roll to go from the switch.
All right. So we're going to go through this this car scene here fairly slowly. The rules are, they're not difficult, but there's a fair number of little intricacies. So we'll do this fairly slow. I'm sure once it's been done a few times, it's not bad at all. Okay. So when you pick up the tail, we're starting, there's two areas between you. So it's swung in behind by the time you noticed. And that's what I had you do the roll for, us to see how far back you noticed. Unfortunately, they were already on you when you noticed. So you've got a two area, each of the squares. Can you see the map, guys? We're starting at the very bottom of the page. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see the cars there.
Zoom out some more. There they are. Okay, I can see them now.
So each square is a two area distance. Okay. Since you're driving down the streets, you're going 20 miles an hour, which was the traffic law at the time. So 20 miles an hour is what you're starting your lead at. The lead always begins the round. So who was currently behind the wheel? That was
Randall.
Okay. So we'll start the round with Randall behind the wheel. You're going 20 miles an hour. You're coming up on an intersection here. So it's, you can go north, east, or west. And as we go along, I'll kind of draw it in the grid. So just let me know what you guys are doing and the person behind the wheel, whether or not you're maintaining 20, if you're accelerating, etc. I put your stats for your Duesenberg in the corner there. Rate is the rating of your vehicle. That's what you have to roll under whenever there's a chance that your vehicle could be taking damage, could be going into a slide, anything like that. Acceleration is how many miles per hour that you could accelerate per turn.
Mm-hmm.
Braking is how many miles per hour you can slow down per turn. Turn is if you hit your turn speed or higher, you have to make a check every time you take a turn. If you keep it under your turn speed, you don't need to make a check. Red line is the fastest, so 60 miles an hour for the Duesenberg. Anything up to 60 miles an hour is okay. After 60 miles an hour, you can go faster, but that's like where you're shaking and you could have tires go flying and things bad can happen to your vehicle.
It's like, look, a piston.
Max is the absolute maximum speed that the Duesenberg can hit.
I could probably go faster off a bridge.
Don't find out.
So anyway, you guys can discuss. Let me know what you're doing this round.
Well, two questions. First, in this time period, are there traffic lights?
Yes.
Okay. How does my attributes affect these roles?
Whenever you make a check to see how well you're driving, you're making a movement check.
Dear. So let's say I want to do something like risky that requires more fear than driving skills, say like driving through cross traffic. Any chance I can like use backbone or something like that?
No, because it is purely whether or not your car can make it, which is just a matter of how dexterous you are, which is movement, and how well your car can hold together. Nerve makes no difference when you can't physically move yourself fast enough to do what you need to do.
Yeah, and there's this horrendous chase load chart I'm looking in the book. Are you using that?
I am using that.
Good Lord.
Yeah, all it's really doing is telling me where the intersections are, because if you need to make a fast turn and you're going too fast, there's a, you know, you might slide, you might skid or roll over, etc.
Well, the rule of thumb is to game the system. So, hey, let's punch it and go 39 miles an hour.
Okay, so you want to increase speed up to 39, okay, or up to 40, actually. You're fine at that number or lower.
Okay, at that number or lower. Okay, then 40.
Sure, you're hitting the gas. Okay, on your car here, I've got a number of the red circle. So we're going to increase this now.
Circle?
To 14. You guys may not be able to see it.
Ah.
Let me change ownership of the thing so you can.
So how far do you move at 20, at say 20 or 40 miles an hour?
It's a chart. 20 miles an hour is six areas, and each of the squares is two areas.
Oh. So that's okay. So it means you can move three squares. All right. At 40 miles an hour, it'd be six squares on the screen. All right.
So 40 miles an hour would be 12 squares. Or, well, okay, no, you're right. Six on the screen.
And no, we don't control. I hate that when it does that. You click something on the screen and it goes, nope. And it decides to shift the entire screen on you.
For some reason, I can't change the stats on it. But the number that I'm keeping track of is your lead rate, which is currently 14. Actually, it's going to drop to 12 next round, but 14 for right now.
Oh, if you try and use the tool, use the select move, and then you can actually double-click the text to change it.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, I discovered that a long time ago. Oops. Nope, I don't want to edit the token. Why'd you give me an edit token?
There we go. You should be able to see the head car now.
Well, I see two cars and nothing's changed.
Just click on the head car and it should show the three circles above it for you guys now.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Will it whoever's driving move the car?
I think any of you guys can move it now.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying we should leave it to the person driving to move the car.
Yes. So you're flooring it. You're moving up to 40 miles an hour now. You're coming up to an intersection. So far, if there's traffic, I'll let you know. Like, if you're in immediate peril of hitting traffic. Right now, this is getting on towards evening. The streets are fairly clear. So what are the rest of you guys doing in the car?
I'm looking back to the postage stamp size rear window. I looked at the picture of Todd posted. That's a postage stamp window. How do you heck you must be using your rearview mirrors to see that? Asking Lance or Gary, head out of the way. And I don't want to stick my head out because I figure someone would shoot me if I stick my head out.
Actually, if you're turning around and looking, what you notice is that it's an unmarked patrol car. Actually, it's got one of those little siren things that you put on the roof, but it's currently not on, and it's just laying on the inside dashboard. You do see one guy inside is lumbering out a machine gun, a Thompson.
Hey, guess what? We need to turn now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So move six squares straight ahead?
It's up to you, straight ahead, or you can go left or right. You're still under your turn speed, so you can turn without issue right now.
Zoom.
Okay, so
straight ahead.
That was punching it.
Yeah. Right. So that's our move, I guess.
Yeah. Is Lancia doing anything?
Sorry, my sound cracked or dropped out a second ago, so I really couldn't hear anything. Well, she's in the back seat, right? I think that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. She sees that gun come out and pretty much just gets down just for now.
Yeah. Do you mention that you're a nice driver?
No, I didn't. But you know, we're waiting for that now.
It's about time to reveal. It's about time to reveal your driving abilities, I think. So what's the scale on this map?
Like I said, every scale is two areas. So it's another intersection that you're coming up to.
So that's a block. That's about 100 feet.
Yeah. And this is where we're going to have to do that right turn because we don't want to be shot at.
Mm-hmm. If you see an alleyway.
All right, so their turn. Give me a second. They are increasing their speed as well.
Zoom.
They can accelerate 20, so they're going to go up to 40 as well.
So they're right still behind us.
And on their turn, the guy has unlumbered his the Thompson. He's putting in the big round clip barrel. He hasn't got it levered out the window yet, but he's probably next turn he is going to have it out the window. So, new turn. What are you doing?
Well, we're going to do a right turn at 40, and I'm going to reach into my jacket and pull out my pistol and hold it out for someone to take. Because I'm keeping my eyes on the road.
All right. Well, I'll take it, look at it, and hand it back to Lancia.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good of a shot I am.
Yeah, you're just as good as I am.
What would that be? Would that be?
What is shooting? Prowess?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your prowess then?
Like 56.
I'm actually a better shot than you are.
Yeah.
Mine's 83. Okay, I'll hang on to it.
Yeah, I think that's a better idea.
I'll roll the window down and hang it. And I'm looking to see if I can shoot out their front right tire. No, front left tire. If they come around the corner.
Okay, so you're going to hold your action and kind of wait till they come around the corner.
So I have a bare chance of shooting at the tire. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. How about Lancia? Doing anything special?
I'm not sure if there's only one gun.
You can always duck and hide behind the fuel tank.
That's safe.
I can reveal myself as a driver, but...
Yeah, I'd say do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys get to... Try changing drivers in midstream.
And just climb over the seat. I don't know how that works, how those are built, but
there's plenty of headroom. Oh, they're catching right up to us. So as they came around the corner.
So hold on. He needs to make a roll first to see because they increased another 20 miles an hour. So it's a perilous turn as he makes it here.
Oh.
Yep. And he does make it though.
Holy cats.
Well, still, I'm taking that shot at his tire as he comes around that corner.
Yeah, police officer. You know, he's actually had courses in offensive driving.
So that would be a prowess to take a shot at the tire?
It is, although you're at half because, well, you're shooting out of a car in two moving vehicles.
Yeah, so I have to roll under 41. Nope. Bang. It's like, ah!
Only got 6 shots. Make them count.
All right. So it is your turn now. He basically unrolled the window. He had to hold on tight during that turn, so he wasn't able to shoot last turn, but they have closed right on you. And you're coming up at an intersection again.
Mm-hmm. So how fast can this thing go?
Well, you know what? I'm just wondering if I should just slam on the brakes.
Their car does outweigh yours. The cop cars are pretty big vehicles.
Oh, so that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. And did you say, then Lancia, did you pipe up saying that you're a good driver?
Uh-huh, and I was like going to start climbing over. Like I said, I don't know how the car looks on the inside, but somehow making my way over there.
It's probably... 2 bench seats.
Considering you're small, yeah, and considering you're small, there's probably room for you to sit between us. So this will be interesting. So they're right behind us?
Yeah, why don't I have both of you guys make movement checks just to make a seamless transition between drivers?
Okay.
I feel bad about this.
Well, at least it's not me.
Okay, so do I just roll D100?
Yeah, and roll
Yeah, just push the D100 button.
And just roll under your
skill. I do not see.
I'm giving you both full skill. Since she is small and there is a fair amount of room in the front of that thing.
Lower left hand corner of the screen under Bert.
He may not have it checked to see.
Checked?
Yeah. Yeah, go to the three dots, three lines and click in bar for the D100.
In bar. Okay, there it is. Not even close.
Okay, so Lancia made hers and you did not crit fail. Okay, so what's going to happen is that your car is going to slow down by one acceleration level. So it's going to slow down by 30 miles an hour.
We get rear-ended.
So that is a good point. He's going to have to make a... Actually, no, hold on.
Can he react fast enough to start?
Yeah, he can't decelerate that fast, I don't believe. Let's see, decelerate.
Well, I am unintentionally doing the maneuver I suggested.
Actually, he can. His deceleration is 40, so he can easily decelerate in time.
Without a check then, right? Okay.
So I'm moving four squares or back to six? Wait, no, it was six, so three?
So go ahead, and actually Lancia is in control now. So Lancia, just move the car forward three or six squares in whichever direction you're going, either, you know, north, south, or east.
Okay, so but that's an intersection, so I could turn there. But he'd follow us.
Yeah. You could always single for a right-hand turn and make a left turn. That might confuse him.
Yeah, it might. I don't know.
Actually, this age, I don't think there are turn signals.
I don't think there are. Yeah, I don't think there are signals.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You were still supposed to stick your arm out the window. Yeah, you're supposed to stick your arms out the window.
Yeah, and doing hand signals in a car chase.
Yeah, like the way motorcyclists do sometimes, don't they? Yeah.
All right, so you're going slow enough that you can make any turn you want to without any issue there.
180 degrees.
Bootlegger.
You can try that.
Yeah, I could, because I was thinking of making a left turn while like somehow making them think I was making a right turn and see if they fall for that. Actually, a right turn probably be easier.
Yeah, if you want to try to juke like right and then end up turning left, you can make a movement roll. You know, just to see how well that happens.
Okay.
Let's see if we can. Ooh.
Okay, now they're able to follow you. I'm pretty sure that your movement's less than 83, is it not?
It's a 60, yeah. 60 something.
So they're able to follow you. So which direction do you end up turning?
I was going to make a right turn.
So that's three squares.
It's six, actually. You're going 20 miles an hour. All right, since they slowed down, they're easily able to make that turn, too.
Oh, I can't make that.
Actually, you know what? No, on their turn, they're going to accelerate again.
Buttheads.
So I can move the note, but I can't move the text.
Okay, these guys are smarter than we thought they were, I guess.
Now, with her driving skill, what is that? I have to remember what skills give you again.
Usually the skills give you, they allow you to do something, but in cases like this, it makes sure that if you were normally at a,
disadvantage.
If I took a driving skill, driving a lot picking.
If you're normally at a disadvantage, you would not be, or you would be at a lesser disadvantage.
Yeah. Oh, one trick I found to make squares and make perfect straight lines, use a box instead of a line tool.
Yeah, it's just too much clicking. I'm just All right, so there's a sharp turn coming up.
Hit it.
Right. You're going fairly slow right now. You're only going 20 miles an hour right now, so that turn is easy, but they're right on your bumper. With the maneuver you did last round, I'm going to say he wasn't able to get a shot off, but they're right on your bumper now.
I yell, hit it, as I lean out and take a shot again at their front tire. Should I roll for that or? All right, so I got to get under my. I have to get under 41. Ha! Not under half.
Yep. So what color is that?
I open up the handout table. So it's not under half. Let's see, it's under damage. So I believe half to normal. So it's medium yellow.
Okay, medium roll, medium damage, I should say, is their speed is cut to half its normal maximum. Okay. I'm just telling you, I mean, you don't see the results. I'm just telling you guys what the results are.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just lean up, bang. Well, that's two. Floor it, Lancia. Let's see what this thing can do.
Do I roll for that?
You don't need to roll. Just tell me what you're doing first. Are you going to floor it?
Yeah.
All right. So you can increase up to 30 miles an hour. But if you do so, making that turn is going to be a little bit more difficult and you'll have to make a check. Are you all right with doing that or do you want to keep below 40?
Yeah, the guy has a massive gun. I'm just going to kick it. I'm going to accelerate. So.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and make a movement check then. You are now, let's see, you're going to go 30, 40, 50. So you're still under your red line. So it's just a regular movement check.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And under half.
That would be under half.
So that would be a orange roll.
For the driving checks, it's just a matter of making it or not making it, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Zoosh.
So what is your end result? Where are you trying to get to, or are you just trying to lose them?
I'm just trying to lose them.
Well, look for any convenient alleyways. If they're not in sight, maybe we can hit an... Oop, I got to scroll right. Scroll left. The car is going off the screen. You know, if we see a convenient alleyway... Whoa, that's a hairpin turn.
Yep, there is a very sharp turn coming up.
I totally imagine if you don't make that turn, there's a river.
Yeah, that's where it's a river. That's got to be the river.
If I remember the map.
So we'll like, roll all the windows down so we can escape.
Okay, yeah. So what's coming up is there's a big embankment here, and it ends very quickly if you don't make this turn. Yeah, it is. It's basically off the rail into the river. So let's handle... actually, that was... end of your turn just got you to where you're going. You don't need to make...
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to see where they're... Oh!
Yeah, so they're going to increase... yeah, so they...
Oop, and you cut out there, Bert.
Okay, then.
So he does not make his roll, and when he hits about here, they're going... All right, he needs to make a vehicle check. Give me a second.
Whee!
Oh, no problem.
Oh, poo.
Vehicle skids a little bit. Let me see what happens to him. Give me a second.
Yeah, for those listening at home, they originally rolled a 98, but on the vehicle roll, they rolled a 1.
So he skids a little bit and then recovers, and then he continues on. So again, they're right behind you, gaining fast.
Just kissed the curb and kept going.
Swerved into oncoming traffic and went, nope.
Now, they have that tire damage, so... Is that?
That's right. Their speed's reduced to half.
Their maximum speed is reduced to half. They're nowhere near their maximum yet.
Well, that's pretty dang fat. I mean, we were doing 20, and now we're doing 50. All right, so they must be doing 60. Well,
of course, then they have a machine gun. So maybe they are crazy.
Yep. Your fast movements, though, have been keeping him from being able to get a shot off. So apparently he is being cognizant of bystanders and people around them. So he's not shooting until he's sure he has a shot, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, I'm going to shoot their rear tire, the left rear tire from where I'm at. So I'm going to take another shot.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yep. Nope.
Okay, not a crit. So, yeah, it's just a miss. Just a plain old miss.
Swerved.
Three shots.
Shot number three.
That's more tense than I intended for it.
Does Randall not have a gun of his own?
No, I have Randall's gun.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was driving, I handed it to him.
Actually, what's your prowess again?
Mine?
Yeah.
My stats are weak. Just
I'm the better shot. I'm the better boxer. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I got backbone.
I'm going, Lancia, do this one on two wheels.
All right, so you are going at red line speed now. So this is going to be a really difficult turn. You're going to go at half your movement to be able to make this turn.
Ooh.
That's going to be like 30.
Or you can slow before you make the turn.
Nah. We live dangerously.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
So wait a minute. This is a democracy?
She's behind the wheel and she's got her dainty feet on the accelerator mushed down. So
standing on it basically, probably, but
I don't think my car's ever gone this fast before.
So give us that roll. Drum roll, please. Ah! Vehicle check.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, but quite. If I was at half,
yeah.
If I were to slow down, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Okay, let me check on the points real quick. Let me see how I determined we can spend help rolls. Give me a second.
Yeah, because I mean, my full movement is a 60, just on the nose, so that still would have.
Yeah. It's an old game, so a lot of times.
Yeah, you can't change the rolls. Yeah, you can just use them to keep yourself from dying. Okay, now, so here's the thing. You missed your maneuver roll, so you weren't able to make that turn well. So now what you're going to do is you need to roll under your car's rating, which is 60. So actually, it's over. You have to roll 60 or more.
Ah, so this is where you're going to roll one.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it, Kim. D100, you're trying to go for 60 or more. No! Ah! Oh, boy.
Oh, damn it.
All right, so you crash.
Up over the embankment.
Let's see how bad the crash is.
Do we actually go over the embankment?
We're about to find out.
Probably.
All right, so it's a die roll plus the miles an hour. You're going 60 miles an hour, so roll a D100.
And add 60.
And we explode.
Or is it per 10 or is it per miles per hour?
Flip and slide. Okay, here you go. So you hit the embankment. Your car flips, slides through the barricade, and ends up in the ocean.
Or river, yeah. Is it ocean or river?
In the water.
In the water.
My car.
And actually, before we resolve how badly you guys get injured, if any, let me see what happens to them, okay? Oh, he made the turn easily.
Mm-hmm. He misses Kitty's wife.
They see you go flying. He makes a turn, hits the brakes, and they kind of look to see what's going on. So, yeah, you hit the water hard.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, Randall. I hope you got a spare pistol someplace.
No. I only use it to intimidate people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a second. I have to look this up.
What's night out? Maybe because we're all dressed in dark clothing, they won't see us. If we swim to shore, the opposite shore. Oh, that's right.
Well, I guess when it comes to being big damn heroes, we need some practice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you're in the water, you at least don't get the possibility of your car exploding.
No, we just get the possibility of being ejected through the windshield.
Well, Lancia did say she rolled down her window and I got... Shoot, so we're not going to be stuck in the car and we can get out to the windows. He said, hopefully.
Okay, here you go. So you have to make an accident wound check on the when your car actually meets the water and you guys get tumbled about inside. Actually, your car is upside down when it hits the water, by the way. All right, here's what you can do. It's based on the speed that you at the time of the accident, which is 60 miles an hour. So all of you have to roll over 60.
Oh, been doing that all this time. So, of course, this is where I roll one. Yeah, I rolled 44, did not roll over 60.
31.
Oh, my God, for once.
Because you were standing up and you were braced. That's the only reason why you weren't hurt.
Okay, 65 still isn't bad. That's just a light wound.
So the two big guys are what knocked silly or?
Yeah, if you guys made your did you make your check? Oh, no. You guys failed your checks. Okay. Yeah. Kim's fine. I guess since she's smaller, so when she got tossed around, there was more room for her to move. Kind of makes sense, I guess.
She was also braced against the steering wheel, standing.
She's braced.
This is not her first rodeo.
Let's see, 31, 44. All right, so Louis just takes a light wound. Randall takes a medium wound.
Oh, this mark on my sheet. Under money wounds. You should have seen the other guy.
But all of you are still conscious. Actually, hold on a second. You had a medium wound. You may not be conscious.
Does he get a chance to roll against that and not go unconscious?
Yeah, there's a roll. There's a roll for a medium wound. Let me find it.
Yeah. So, strength or prowess? Probably prowess, which means you're going unconscious.
This is going to be a head wound.
Ooh.
No, it's not that.
So it's a backbone. It's a normal backbone check.
Hey, backbone I got. Made it under half.
Okay, you're fine then.
Yay. And the car is sinking like a 2-ton rocket is.
Yeah, so you're not really affected by it other than the fact that you have a wound, which they mount when you get extra wounds. So you just keep track that you have a medium wound to the head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so, car hits the water upside down, so it starts sinking very quickly. No one said they were looking out the side window. No, you were shooting out the side window, so one of your windows is rolled down, so the car fills with water very quickly, so you're sinking.
Oh, Lancia said she rolled her window down too, so yeah. Both front windows rolled down, yeah.
So let me know what happened. So you guys are underwater now. You guys hear the other car brake quickly, but you don't hear the sound of a collision. So, you know, you think that they probably made the turn safely. So you're underwater. It's dark. What are you doing?
Well, with the windows down, we can actually open the door. There's no pressure difference to keep us from opening the doors.
Or you can just float out the windows. There were no seat belts either. So,
go out the window.
Have you seen my character? He opens the door. He's not fitting through those little windows of that car. So I open the door up. I grab Randall because he's probably sitting next to me now and look over at Lancia, see if she's getting out her side.
Yeah, I'm getting out.
Try to swim through the far shore as maybe as much underwater as possible.
So if you're trying to do this underwater, everybody give me a prowess check. If you make it, you can stay underwater. If you fail it, you're going to have to submerge. You're going to have to break the surface and get some air.
Oh my gosh. So my prowess is a 56 and I rolled a 55.
Well, that's.
I rolled a 23 and mine is 83.
And I missed mine by 7.
Okay. So you have to surface to catch a breath. Let me see if they see you.
Yeah.
Okay, you hear Tommy gunfire directed at the water. All of you are, hearing the sploosh, sploosh of multiple bullets hitting the surface. It is dark, however, so give me a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to miss. But yeah, they definitely saw that at least one of you came up for air. What are you doing, Randall? You're being shot at poorly.
Dive! He says, if we have to, we'll kick off our shoes so we have a better chance of swimming.
Give me one more check for just Randall. Everyone else can make it to probably the bank without being seen. How's that for Randall?
Huzzah! Got a 40 and I just made it.
Okay, so you don't surface again. All right, so you hear the gunshot stop, and it's all very quiet for a while, and then you hear a car drive off.
Sitting on the shoreline, soaking wet, coughing, you know. Those were cops.
I pull out a soaking wet handkerchief and kind of blot, you know, the cut on my head. Look over at Lancia. Yeah. You're fired.
Hey, you would got a shot.
That's my car. Pointing at the bubbles, maybe with a couple of lights disappearing under the waves.
I can get you a new one. Don't worry about that.
Second the water hits that battery, they're out. They're lead acid batteries. Yeah, the lights did not last being upside down. Yeah, if you can, we can get, find a car, Lancia?
Yeah, it'll be fine. We just need to find one.
Mm-hmm. I might be able to do some work on it.
I smell like factory water.
I look up, that's not factory upstream.
Don't say it.
Yeah, the night's pretty quiet.
Well, at least we're alive to smell it, so it could be worse.
Yeah. Which we had the... Oh, there's a city map. Yay, I was going to ask for the city map. Yay. Let me close my character sheet because I can't see the map. So there's Mr. Lee's. So Edgemere is where I live. Did we ever decide where the university was on this map?
It's to the north of the Mastery?
This is where you had your accident, right down here.
Yeah. So we're by a bridge. Oh, we're by a bridge. I'm looking. Keep down, because they may have driven over the bridge.
Very perceptive. Yes, you guys do hear a car park on the bridge. You see some. There's some flashlights that are kind of peering down into the water, sweeping about. You guys are. Let's say you're under the bridge. You just surface, kind of. So you're kind of staying out of the light. How long do you wait, or what do you do?
Well, first thing I do is I look at Louis. Did he keep my pistol, or did it go sailing into the drink?
Let's see. I look at my roll.
Did you make your? Did you? No, you failed your.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, no. You lost the gun.
I hold both hands out. No, when we hit the water, it just got ripped out of my hands by the water.
Can that sight be any worse?
I look up and look at the flashlight hitting the water. Yeah, it could be. It could be a whole lot worse. I look up. Anyone living under the bridge?
Like homeless sorts?
Yeah.
Nope, this is too good a part of the town. You're up into the better area.
No, we're on the other side.
Cutting it out there.
Oh, we're on the other side of the river.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah, we're on the south side now.
Yeah. For all we know, there's a little shanty. There's a little wooden shanty up there.
Yeah, actually, there are a few bums under the bridge here. Looking very shocked to see you guys. Eyes really big. No one said anything yet.
I'd put a finger up and go, shh, bad guys.
One of them makes the gesture with his thumb and fingers, you know, like money.
Mm-hmm. I look over at Randall. Did you lose your wallet too?
Now, just anything you're holding, so anything that was in your pants, you'd still have.
Okay. Sure. It actually says $500, but I don't know how much of that's actually cash.
You can say.
I'm assuming that I got enough to buy some silence.
Sure.
So what time of the year is
it? Yeah, a few bucks.
No, we're cold no matter what. It's night. It's cold. We just came out of a cold river. Yeah, we're cold.
It's September. So, yeah, it's getting colder. Oh, and by the way, the university is up here near the Coliseum.
Yeah, I figured the three buildings were probably the university grounds or the three black squares, wherever they are.
Where it says convention center, so that's going to be part of the university.
Yeah.
I'll hand out a couple of fivers. Merry Christmas.
Fivers? You know, that's the equivalent of handing out $50 bills.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, if you hand out that much, one of them picks up a bottle of booze, gives you a little tap on the side of his nose, and he starts singing kind of loudly and drunkenly as he moves out from underneath the bridge out into the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's good at acting.
Acting like a drunk, I'm sure he's an expert.
You know, there's a call down from above. The guy is just slurring his speech, telling him to pull out that light. Some of us trying to sleep down here. Yeah, there's a little back and forth. Like, damn bums, we're looking for some people that came out of the water. There ain't no one down here but us fishes. We're after thirsty. You got some booze? This goes on a bit before you hear them take off in the car.
Yay. Lean back.
Making friends in low places.
Yeah.
Guy comes back and he you know, you guys are wet and cold. He goes through his, you know, pile of earthly belongings, comes out with some actually pretty clean blankets, hands them to you guys, hands over his bottle of rye, kind of starts up his trash can fire again.
Yeah. The night can't get any worse. Sure.
Don't they have a burn barrel going down here somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, he starts up the trash fire again.
Yeah, yeah. So, did we figure out where they picked us up at? We need to get to a phone.
He sticks his hand out, probably to Randall, since you're the one who gave him the money. The name's Jim. I don't much care to know what your story is, but glad to help. I know those two, by the way. They come out here rousting us from the bridges quite often.
Wouldn't happen to know what their names are, do you?
Thinks about it for a minute. Loudmouth guy goes by Troy. He's some kind of inspector or something. The other guy's a beat officer. He's the mean one. Surprised he wasn't mouthing off. He's usually loud.
Yeah. Troy. Don't know if that's the first name or second name.
Yeah.
Wait a second. This is the time from. Would this be a point for my insane trivia knowledge?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so.
You're guessing it's a first name, not a last.
No, I can say that's his last name. His first name's David. David Troy.
Sure, if you want to. That's fine.
Yep. You David Troy. Yeah. David Troy. 29th in his class of 30. Been on the force for blah, blah, blah years. Looks like he's dirty. And I can imagine everyone looking at me at that point.
Yes. The whole raised eyebrow.
Yeah, so explain how you know that. Like, did you look over a yearbook for the police precinct at some point? You know, how would you know?
Oh, yeah. Reading the police logs. You know, I mean, hey, this is the time where they would place the death sergeant ledgers in the paper.
Yeah, either that or he's made the papers a few times and they gave his. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an inspector, so he did well. So, yeah, actually, one was him inspector. Or detective. He was another detective. How's that? That's probably more correct. Inspector would be like British. America would be detective. I believe that's correct. So he's another detective. Yeah. You know, it's for a bus too. I wonder how that bus was a setup for payment for services rendered. Anyway, this ain't bad rye. Where'd you get it? Oh, Louis, hold my hand out to Jim.
He shakes it. Louis might have. Has anybody spent time in the war? Or was anyone ever in the armed forces?
Nada.
No, and I think I may have been born at the soon. Yeah, considering my age, no. Louis didn't get a chance to serve either, but I get.
Okay, no, good enough. It's a firm handshake. He played a drunk really well, but he's not currently drunk, and he seems to be well possessed of his faculties. Anyway, he after shaking your hand and lets you guys keep the bottle to pass around, he goes back to his little shelter he's made. It's a little lean-to that he's put together from scraps. There's a couple more back there. He just goes back and kind of just leaves you guys around the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So discuss.
So where did they pick us up at? I think you spotted them, didn't you, Lancia? I think it was Lancia who spotted them, not us. Us two in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lancia, since you heard the guy talking to Jim, it is the guy that confronted you in your home, the one you didn't shoot.
Oh, okay, the non-George. Okay, so that's the other guy. I shot one of them. That's the one I did not shoot.
Yeah, but where did they pick us up?
Whose name I didn't catch.
I'm just wondering, where did they pick us up at? If they pick us up at your place, looking at Randall, they probably have already busted and rousted already. We need to get to a phone so we can call people up, find out what's going on. Do you know?
Jim tells you, cross the bridge to the nice side. You'll find a phone payphone easy enough.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll hand him back his bottle. And if I got a...
He waves you off and says, you paid for more than that. All yours.
We don't do away with... Does Lance... Okay, I'm going to look at Lance here.
Yeah, I think you cut off there. What did you say?
I look over at Lancia and look and wonder, is she old enough to drink? And then say, what the hey, and I hand her the bottle. Have a shot, you need one.
Yeah. Sure, because wasn't it 18 back then?
Just a bottle of antifreeze.
Yeah. Well, we can walk on the other side. The tunnel's not too far. But our chances walk in the tunnel. You look at the map, you can see there's a tunnel not too far from us either. So imagine the phone's like over here. Don't move map. Like around here, I guess.
The underground is pretty close, right off the bridge. You're going to be able to find any number of payphones inside the station.
Is that a, but that's a under, okay, but that's just a Canal Street tunnel. Are you talking the
where it says the Metro?
Oh, where it says Metro? Ah, okay. But I thought we were under this bridge. That's a railroad bridge. So I guess we'll be walking this bridge.
The railroad bridge has like a car, like, It's wide enough that you've got both the train bridge and a car pass through there as well, a road.
Or it's a double-decker.
Yeah, that's true, too. But I don't see any roads coming off that bridge.
Yeah, it's like a maintenance. That's what they were on, you know.
Anyway.
Saw you guys come this direction, or at least they saw a head come out this direction, so they just rolled up there.
Yeah. So I guess we'll... Head on over and you call your folks. You probably need to call folks back at your place to see if anyone's come and roused your, searched your little flat there, Randall.
Well, we're pretty far from the campus, so I don't think they've been following us since the campus.
You think they're just driving around looking for us?
Well, maybe they got a make on my car and they were looking for black doozies.
And they have, well, there are license plates in this time period. So I looked that one up. There are license plates. So they probably got your license plate and said, hey, look, there he is. Right. Okay. Well, I need to call and see if they do they. So, Lancer, you got rousted. Do you know why you got rousted? Did they ever say why they were checking you out or how they knew who you were?
No, they just said, there she is.
Who would know that you're working?
You keep cutting out, John.
I wonder how they knew where you live. You didn't have run-ins with the police before, have you? I'm moving closer to the mic because I think that's what's causing me to cut out.
Yeah, but not recently.
Then suddenly I go, oh, crap. There's one place we go and everyone knows that we're there. They know all our names. What's the one place that knows me, that knows Lancia, knows?
What's with the cutouts?
I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to be soft spoken, but that's not helping, is it? I guess my sensitivity's too high. Let me see if I can fix that.
I've heard Kim drop once or twice, but it's mostly just John. I haven't heard Todd drop at all.
Okay. So I thought it was just my laptop acting up.
No.
Okay. Looking at the map, and I'm looking. We need to talk to Mr. Lee. What's the one person who saw us working with that briefcase? What's the one person who saw us, you know, what's the one commonality for all of us being together? Mr. Lee. Or someone that works at Mr. Lee.
Probably him, because he's always there.
I don't know if he's an informant or we were just bad luck and someone saw us there. I really liked his. Well, I need to make a phone call myself. I need to check if no one's broken.
Well, yours is getting worse, John.
It's getting worse?
Yeah, maybe drop out and come back in and see if that helps. All right, so I heard that you need to make a phone call as well.
Yeah, because I need to check and see, call my landlady and see if anyone's broken into my apartment or police have shown up. She would not view that very, very nicely, that there's police in my apartment. Yeah, let's go and get a phone and let's keep your eyes peeled for unmarked cars.
All right, so what's your game plan? You are where you are, and where you need to go is not terribly close.
No, it's just over a bridge.
Okay. Oh, so you're going for the phone. I thought you meant you were going to Mr. Lee's.
No. We go to the phone. Actually, Mr. Lee's got a phone, too. It's about the same distance walking.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, we're right here. And he's right there. That's actually not too far to walk.
Okay. Do you guys want to walk it?
Yeah, we look like a bunch of drowned rats.
And it's fairly cold, and this is literally the wrong side of the tracks. So,
yeah. Like, anyone's going to notice. I think I'm going to leave my blanket behind, because that's his blanket. Jim's blanket. Yeah.
And we could say that you guys paused long enough to get dry by the fire and kind of wipe off with the blankets.
Yeah, I think what we should do is borrow a car and head back to my place, get a change of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been in trouble, but I've never been in this kind of trouble.
Yeah, the only trouble I've ever been in was turning down a mob boss's payoff to take a fall.
Okay, well, we can find a car.
All right, so going to a phone first or jacking a car first?
I think we're jacking a car. So, Lancia, use your skills.
What are you looking for, Lancia? Any car or a particular kind of car?
Well, at this point, I would say any car because we're kind of in bad shape.
Sure. Describe what you find.
Well, we probably have to walk a little bit.
And what side of the tracks do you steal it from?
Considering we're on the south side, it has to be a south side car, I think.
And is this the worst?
Oh, yeah. You're going to find the Clampett Mobile on this side of the tracks.
That's kind of what I'm...
Yeah, so the car's on this side. There's plenty of cars parked on this side of the road. You don't have to walk very far to get into a residential district down by Brittle Lane, Church Avenue. There are plenty of cars parked on the street, and yeah, they're all, they're worse for wear, very nondescript cars. You can take any one of them. Unless you're looking for something specific, no role involved, you just grab a car.
I think at this point, I feel bad for stealing from poor people, but at this point, just...
Yeah.
We're kind of in a bad situation, so...
Okay. Imagine you do the whole push it down the street before you turn it on so no one's the wiser when the car engine kicks on. And so where are you guys going now?
I guess we're going to Randall's, back to the college.
All right. So, Randall, when you get back, there's a note that is taped to your door. One of your college bros occasionally takes phone calls for you. Said, "Police called. Call him back."
I heard "call him back" and then a blank.
No, the police called. Call them back.
Oh, the police. I think it's beyond that. So, yeah, that's one of those. Rip the note off and just wad it up.
So I'm looking at Randall, looking at his clothes, and I'm saying, "I'm going to be wet for a while. I'm going to be slightly damp for a while longer, aren't I?"
Yeah, big guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, there are plenty of ball players in your dorm.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be getting some jock's outfit. I can see it now. I can walk out. I'm in a white pinstripe suit, or at least, jacket with a straw hat and going, "Yeah, this is not me."
Given your build, probably more like a varsity sweater.
Yeah, probably a varsity sweater and a pair. Dungarees. Yeah, a pair of dungarees.
What are you guys doing here, and how long are you roughly taking?
Well, if there's a phone, I'm going to give a call to my landlady and see if anyone's come looking for me. Hopefully it's not too late. She hates being called past her bedtime.
Oh, it's late. This is like almost 11 o'clock at night now.
I still need a caller, so I call my landlady. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Oh, Mrs. McGillicuddy, it's Louie. Sorry to wake you.
Louie, why you calling this late? And you know you're 3 days behind on rent.
I know. I'm getting paid at the end of the week, and you'll get your rent. You'll get your rent on time. Don't worry about it. Did I have any? What was that?
You hear the TV on in the background, real loud.
I hear the what in the background?
TV.
Oh. This in this era would it be more like the radio?
Black and whites. No, they got black and whites.
No, we still haven't nailed out.
Remember, slight technology, slightly ahead.
All right. So it's a Farnsworth going in the background. All right, yeah. Okay. Did I get any callers when I was away?
No one's been by, Louie. You got a cat? There's a cat wandering around the apartments. Is it yours? You know I've got a no pet policy.
I don't have a cat. I don't have a hamster. I don't have a rat.
Are you sure? Because it keeps scratching at your door. Maybe it left some food out, Louie.
Well, I'll have
you to... You want ants, Louie? Because that's how you get ants, Louie.
I'll take a look at it, Ms. McGillicuddy. Yeah, I know there's also no cooking in the room, so there should be no food in there either, okay?
Well, the cat seems to want to get in there pretty bad.
All right, well, we'll take a look. I'll take a look when I get back. Anyway, you have a good night.
No problem, Louie. Remember, rent.
Rent, yes, ma'am. Hang up. I don't own a cat. Yeah, there's a cat trying to get into my apartment. I'm going to look at the area else. I hope I don't find like a dead body in my apartment. Hello? Yeah.
What are you doing while he's making, or what are the rest of you guys doing while he's making that call?
Well, getting myself presentable for one thing.
Yes.
Do you keep backup guns here?
I wish.
I think you can have something small as a backup. That's fine.
Well, my primary was actually the small gun. I don't think he's not the gun like type. I cannot imagine I'd have ammunition, but.
Hey, you know, you could have something you got from your dad, like a nickel-plated Luger or something like that.
No, I just...
If you don't think you would, that's fine. I'm just saying that it's highly probable that given your line of work that you might have a backup piece, but it's completely up to you.
I just can't imagine that. He's the type that would have, like, a gun case or anything like that. The whole revolver thing is more of an intimidation, self-protection thing than running around shooting guns all over the place. That might have been the first time it's been fired in a year.
Okay. So while you're getting new clothing, et cetera, what is Lancia doing?
Yeah, I am definitely straightening myself out.
Well, the sorority girls will help you.
And they're probably thinking, like, really raising their eyebrows at me by now, but...
Actually, Randall, your bros here, I mean, if you just put the word out, probably some of them can come up with some women's clothing that has just been left over, that sort of thing. I mean, this is a men's-only dorm, so...
Yeah.
So it's been a few hours since you had to walk, you had to find a car, you're here, you're going to be getting clothes together, cleaning up. So as you're getting your clothes together and you're looking, you happen to be looking out of your window there, Randall, a car pulls up. It's the same car that was chasing you. Guy gets out and kind of just straightens out his trench coat. You see that he is checking his firearm to make sure it's not too obvious. He pulls his detective badge out and puts it on his coat pocket so that it's visible. The other guy that gets out is now dressed in, you know, your patrolman's kind of outfit. He's holding his side as if he's wounded.
It's George.
They're coming up to the front of the dorm.
Well, it's too late to turn out the lights, so...
I look at him. Hey, tell your bros some guys in costume are showing up.
No, how about we not tell our bros and we just skip out the back door?
Or the fire escape. I think we're like a second story or something, or...
You're probably the top story. You've got your own floor, I would imagine.
Well, it's basically it's equivalent to a couple of dorm rooms together. One's an office, one's where I sleep. So, dorm suite.
Well, being in the sage dormitory, yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
I would also say, since you're setting up your business here, you probably do have a back entrance that your customers can come up without having to go through the dorm area.
Yes.
Yeah, so we go out.
All right, so that would be your back entrance. Unfortunately, for your clients to see that, there probably are signs around saying, you know, this way to Randall Savage Detective Agency.
Actually, no, because I am a private.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're word of mouth. You're not. Good point. Very good point.
As I was there walking, so I stopped and said, Lancy, how good are you driving that model car?
Well, I can try.
And we'll get you a new gun. I hit Randall in the back because neither one of them's carrying a Tommy gun.
Okay, tell me what your actions are. They have walked up to the front. You can hear them out the window. They're talking to one of the brothers, inquiring about you specifically, Randall.
Well, go ahead. You're the lead on this one, Randall.
I escort everyone out the back.
All right. So you're out the back. You hear the front door close. Yeah, so you peek around the corner and you notice, yes, Lancey, it is George. He's holding his side where you shot him. And he is stationed right outside the door. And it looks like the other person went in. Car you stole is probably here in the back and not in the front, I would imagine.
I look over. It is. Yeah. Lance, see if you can hide where the car. I'll distract him. I stand up. I'm wearing a varsity sweater. I can sound like one of these varsity dudes. Remember how Jim acted when he was drunk?
Okay, but that guy over there holding his side is George that came into my flat.
And I've taken down bigger guys.
Well, Annie's hurt, so.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to go distract George while Lantia hotwires the car?
Yep, I'm not sure what Randall's doing, but other than staying there with his jaw slacked open.
Try not to be seen from George or from our own window upstairs.
And so I'm going to start walking, but I'm going to start walking in that, you know, slightly, I had one too many drinks walk, singing some popular song under my breath.
College fight song, of course.
All right. So as you come up the front, the officer, who does appear to be favoring one side, tilts his cap to you.
I lean into him. Hey, nice night, officer. You rousting some of the boys? We're good kids, you know.
And we're looking for somebody. Do you know what Randall Sage?
Sage. He's that idiot that's got that room upstairs, isn't he? Yeah, I thought he. I don't know what classes he's in. Hey,
pulls out a notebook and a pen. Can you describe Mr. Sage for me, sir?
I sort of try to get so that I'm, you know, turning him into the light so his back is to the car. And I start badly describing Randall Sage.
Thank you.
This nondescript guy, nondescript height, nondescript hair color.
Yeah, I think it's black or is it brown? No, that's my girlfriend. Brown eyes?
Sure. I mean, he's writing down everything you say, so you've provided him a little bit of distraction here. Lancia, are you the only one going for the car, or is Randall going for the car as well?
I'm going for cover. I don't want to be seen on the ground or from the window.
Okay, cover where? So, like, not in the back or front. Maybe some of the trees around. I mean,
there's got to be the tall bushes around the base of this place. You know.
Oh, it's a nice appointed campus. There are trees all over the place.
Just hiding in behind a bush, behind a tree, trash can, whatever is available to keep me out of sight.
Okay.
Because, yeah, hey, I do have that head wound, and I don't want to jostle the noggin any more than I have to.
Okay, so, Lancia, give me a movement check, and you can have it at times two since a distraction is being presented here.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear.
Okay, but it was time.
It doesn't matter. 100 is bad. That's a bad break.
Well, I'm still shaken from what happened before, so I'm not doing as well as I normally would.
All right, so what happens is you hotwire the car. You slide into the car, easy. Hotwiring it is no big deal. Actually, the guy had left the keys in the ignition. Unfortunately, as you're coming up after, you know, you're expecting to have to wire it, you notice the keys are in it. As you're coming up, your head bumps the steering column and the horn. And so there's a loud from the car.
Jeez.
The police officer looks over just as you know, your head comes up, like, because you're like, oh, what the? And then he's like, hey! And he tries to push you out of the way, Louis, as he grabs his nightstick and is going towards the car.
And my foot locks around his foot so right, that he trips.
Yeah, you know, so he trips. Give me a prowess check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear God.
All right, so it's not a crit fail.
This must be contagious.
Just shy.
Actually, it is a bad break. Yeah, 9600. Yeah. It is also a bad break.
Yeah, so I fall down, don't I?
Yeah, no. You don't even get the benefit of him going down as well. You just go down. You time it badly. You fall.
I can just imagine him doing the whole straight arm thing like a pro football player.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a big guy, wounded or not. And you were just off balance and he just pushes through you. So, Lancia, you're in the car. The guy's running towards you, nightstick out. He's actually got his whistle out. He's like, bloop! He's blowing his whistle. You're behind the wheel. The car is on. It started. What are you doing?
Don't worry about me.
Say run him over. Then he's gonna shoot.
No. He's shooting things in the back seat, probably.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just gonna, because I'm in the car. The car's on. I'm just gonna make a break for it.
So you're just gonna take off?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, you gun it and he's running after you, he's blowing his whistle. The detective comes running out, almost tripping over Louis as he's doing so. And they come out and you hear him say,
What?
It's that dame we've been chasing. She just took her car.
What the hell? What the hell's going on? What? I'm standing up.
So the detective just comes in and he pushes you out of the way. He says, somebody get me a damn phone. he walks in and you hear he's calling the precinct to get a car out and he's putting out basically an APB on his car. Where are you going, Lancia?
I would say not too far. Yeah. So.
Yeah, not too far for sure. It's probably.
I will give you karma points if you drive it into the river.
I've about had enough of rivers, but all right.
No. You know what? This is the modern day college. There's a fountain.
No. Just let him do what Lancia would do. So what's Lancia going to do? Oh, you haven't had time to really check out inside of the car yet, by the way. So if you ever want to do that, just say so.
Now that might be good. Is there a park nearby or something? And I can just kind of find.
Yeah, you want to park somewhere?
Check out the car. Yeah, just go somewhere. Just go away.
Okay. I tell you what, give me an instinct roll.
Let me see what it is, actually. My instinct is a 79, so.
Okay, fail. So what you see then is there is a shotgun. Holster, you know, it's in a rack in the car. On the back seat is the Thompson submachine gun. So those two things are very obvious. If you want to spend more time in like really tearing through the car, you can, but this is just what you notice right away.
That is good enough.
Set of handcuffs, actually a couple set of handcuffs as well.
And that's good enough. I'm satisfied with that, but.
Okay. So what do you do?
Cause he already saw me take off in that one car.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably looking for that car. It's probably time to get rid of the car.
So just so that we're clear, you're in the cop car right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought I was in the.
Yeah. You took their police car.
I thought I was in the crappy car from earlier.
No, no, you're in the cop car.
So that's why the gun is there. Okay, because I'm like, this person is really well armed. Anyway. Oh, dear.
Alleyway.
Mm-hmm. Alleyway or river. So I was going to say, now I'll drive into the river.
All right, is that what you want to do? You want to just stick it and drive and cement brick the gas and let it go into the river?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to take the guns out first and then...
Grab the guns. Are you going to grab the handcuffs too?
Why not? You never know. We might need that later.
Okay, yeah. So you dump it into the nearest body of water. Which is probably Stewart River. Yep, just somewhere around there. Okay, so back at the what's it called again? Fraternity house. Yeah.
Yeah, fraternity. Yeah.
Okay, so you're still laying on the ground. They're paying you no attention at all, Louie.
Yeah. I just get up and wander inside. You know, I'm a frat boy. I'm going back inside, and then I'm going to run to the nearest back door and see if I can find Randall. So once I'm inside and they're ignoring me, you know, I'm just going to go find one of the back end. Yeah,
sure, yeah, not a problem. They're completely ignoring you.
Yeah.
Now, taking advantage of the chaos, I definitely don't want to be out front when the other patrol car shows up. But I don't even think they're interested in me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you hear some, shh, Randall.
Yeah, we'll hook up with Louis. And just a...
Okay, so you just kind of walk away a few blocks and get together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I walk down the street with, you know, hands in pocket, looking around, waiting for Randall to see me, because I'm much more obvious than Randall is.
I'll just come up shaking my head. I don't know whether she's crazy or a genius.
Well, Miss McGillicuddy doesn't like guests, but yay, you need a place to stash you now. It looks like pull out a couple transit tokens. We can catch the 105 North Harrison, and then catch that, and then take the 12 express down to Lee Master, and then we can walk to my apartment.
Does Lancia know where you live?
Nope. I didn't know where Lancia went. She just drove off. We might have to meet at Mr. Lee's again, I guess, or something.
Or we can wait and see if she shows up here.
Probably a new car.
Yeah, that was pretty much my plan.
All right. Is there like a little coffee shop, you know, some bohemian coffee shop around here we can sit?
Of course, there's any number of them around the college campus. So just, are you staying on campus or are you trying to get out of the area? You guys, just while you're walking around, even as late it is, though, there's plenty of students out and about. So you've got cover. But there are a number of officers descending on this, the fraternity house you're noticing as they're coming up the roads.
Yeah, let's just go to the student union. Yeah, they always have coffee going and there's people studying there at all hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find a nice back corner.
Oh, actually, I'd like to find a window.
Oh, yeah, back corner with a window. What the... So we're going to find a table by the leftmost rear window.
And there are a few payphone booths in here as well. So let's cut back to Lancia. So you dump the police car. You've got a shotgun and you got a Thompson gun, a couple of handcuffs. It's about 1 a.m. So what are you doing now?
I am finding another car.
Is she down by Edgemere or is she down by...
Would have dumped it in the nearest body of water. I'm figuring down by Edgemere. Yeah, well.
Yeah. She can probably find, this is the nicer side, so she can find a better car.
No problem. You have a car. And where are you heading? What is your game plan for Lancia?
Oh. Yeah, I think I was going to head the direction. I think at this point I'm kind of assuming that the cops have pretty much left where I came from. So
So you're going to drive back there?
I'm going to meet up with everybody else, but because I don't know, you know, at this point what's going on.
Well, sure. When you drive back, you don't get very far onto the college grounds before you see that the fraternity house is swamped with police cars. There's four patrol cars there. And you notice they've actually set up checkpoints. And you notice this before you hit the first one. So what do you do?
Oh, dear. Yeah. I'm going to go the opposite way, if that's possible.
Okay, so you're going to go away from the college. But so what are you going to do? You can't go home.
Nope.
You're in a stolen car.
And we're not sure about Mr. Lee.
Yep, so what do you do? Where are you going?
Oh. And
let's do just a quick recap of what you do know. Okay, so Louis did mention where he works. So you know where Louis works, if nothing else.
Oh, yeah, because we would probably have to, so we were talking about getting a car and making modifications to it.
Yeah, and he flat out told you when you met, too. So, I mean.
Yeah. So that would be a good place, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so you're just going to hang out in the car around there and just see if you can wait and find him?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
be real out there.
Go back over to you guys.
So I'm, you know, having on my third cup of coffee. Okay, so we know the cops are not on our side.
Yeah.
Chances are they probably already rousted my cousins, gone through my cousin's effects. So if there's a key, the cops got it, unless it's still in his house, hidden someplace else.
Hmm.
Okay, going back to you guys had already, you did a pretty darn thorough job, you thought, on his house. You know, not to put a fine point on things, but you had already figured out that it may have been on his body and therefore at the mortuary.
Yeah. I mean, the only other place, and I think he worked out of his house, am I correct?
He did.
Yeah, so that was his office. Well, we may have to go back and see if we can get to the mortuary, but that's going to be staked out now.
Maybe not. We don't know how much they know that we know.
Well, you need a place to sleep, you know, the rest up and, you know, tap him deliberately on his forehead and take care of that. So,
well, I guess that brings up a point. I don't know student unions from this time period as well. They actually have some place for first aid on campus.
Oh yeah, they've got a nurse's station, and they have doctors on staff. Although at this hour, you're going to get a nurse.
Yeah, and there's cops around, and I, you know, give you that look, and you go talk to the nurse, and she'll report that, hey, I just treated somebody with a head wound.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go around wearing a hat for a while.
You know, I got some badges at home. I'm a prize fighter. I know how to tape myself up and take care of wounds.
Okay. You lead the way, since I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, so I guess I get enough tokens to pay for the buses. We catch one of the late night buses. Yeah, it's always a shift bus running around here someplace.
It is a factory town.
Yeah, and I know the bus routes. Trivia knowledge.
Yeah, no problem. So you're going to take a bus back to where?
To my place.
And how close is your place to your place of employment?
Where I work at? Let me look at my Jonesville repair. I think Jonesville. We have Davenport brings his car there, so we have to be on the Snazzier side. So we're probably on not there, not near Mint Ridge. Nope, probably over by. Let me close my character sheet. Where's Jones? probably over near Bayside or Pierpoint, somewhere in that area. So I have to always gotta take a take the subway, which is on the map, or I take a bus. So somewhere over on map over here someplace.
Okay, so it's a fair distance from where you actually work.
Yeah, I don't have a car. I take the subway or a bus.
All right, so you arrive then to your apartment.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cat in front of my door?
There is. There is a cat in front of your door scratching to get in.
What color is it?
Black cat.
A black cat.
Of course.
I reach down, pick it up. Sorry, little guy. Actually, can I pick it up? Does the cat let me pick it up?
Yeah, it's actually quite friendly.
All right, little guy. Does he have no, people don't put tags in cats at this time period.
No, but it is, it's well kept. It doesn't look like it's a stray because its fur is fairly well kept. Looks like it's somebody's house cat.
Yeah, and I look at the claws. They've been filed down or something. I don't know why you want to get in my place. So I'll just walk him down the hallway and send him down. Stay.
Like that's going to work on a cat.
No, because I imagine as soon as I turn around, he just gets up and walks after right after me.
Yeah, he's back on your heels, kind of rubbing up against you and purring.
You may not have chosen a cat, but I think a cat's chosen you.
Why weren't you a raccoon?
That's how it works.
Well, if I open the door up, you're going to go inside, aren't you? Randall, hang on to him.
Sure. Hey, cat.
Ooh, you got to roll for Randall.
What?
No, I just rolled to see if it was a domestic or a stray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but we can sort of tell that Randall's a dog person.
All right, so you open your door and go in.
Yeah, unlock the door, open it up.
Yeah, you turn on your lights and you realize why the cat was so interested in your house as you hear the sound of some breaking dishes and the sound of scurrying as several mice try to flee the light.
One, Mrs. McGillicuddy does not let us cook in our apartments. So I have to hide the hot plate and the... looking and going, oh, crap. Bring the cat in. Let's see if we can do some work.
Set the cat on the floor. Get him down.
It immediately runs off chasing mice. But otherwise, your place looks undisturbed. I mean, the door was still locked as you left it. Lights are still off. Doesn't look like anybody roused at your house.
The rats got the mice got into the farina. Oh, dear God. All right, sit down. I'm gonna do my best to bandage up his head. So I get my little kit.
Do you have any first aid?
No, but I am a boxer. So, I mean, this is, you know, I routinely get beat up. So I would imagine I have some skill in treating people.
I'll let you make it at a quarter. It's a half just because he's a medium wound. And I'm going to do it at another disadvantage because it's a tertiary skill at best. So you can try it at a quarter.
What's that, instinct or?
Good point. It is first aid. Give me a second. It is an instinct check.
All right. Let's see if I can do them up nice. So I got to roll. So 64, half of that is
16.
32, and then half of that again.
Got to roll under 16. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, head wound. You're no stranger to head wounds. Okay, so system-wise, what this means is Randall needs to take a nap. Well, once you wake up, you can make a backbone check. If you make it, you go from having a medium wound to a light wound. And by the way, without medical assistance, you would have to wait a week before you can make that backbone check.
Hey, I'm good at one thing. All right. Yeah. So you can have the bed. I grab a spare blanket and then and I look at the clock and I just sort of put the blanket back and said, yeah.
Good night, Gracie.
No, I'm taking the, yeah. I got to be working about, it's about, what, the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning?
It's about 3 o'clock in the morning by this time.
Yeah, I'm looking, I can get maybe 3 hours sleep before I have to go. I'll try it and see if I get 3 hours sleep.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, you're up and you go to work. And you're leaving Randall in to heal, I guess.
I'm going to make sure that the chain is on the door.
Oh, yeah, sure. You do all that before you go to sleep.
Well, I don't want nosy landlords or cops busting in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cat's in there too, I guess.
He does his job and catches all your mice.
Yeah, yeah.
Adios.
Then decides that he has found a new human, and now you're stuck with him.
Right.
So I get up in the morning, and he's on my chest.
Oh, I know you just made a litter box out of some of your, you know, old clothing.
For oh, lovely. No, they're yeah.
All right, so I'm assuming Lancia just probably parks the car and spends the night in car waiting at where Louis works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we'll just cut to that scene where Louis, you're about to report to work. You see a fairly nice car just parked in the lot as you're rolling in. What time do you start work?
Oh, considering the time period, probably about 8.
All right. So Lancia is probably awake because the sunlight would have already been out. So yeah, Lancia, you see Louis coming into work. He's wearing his overalls. Mm-hmm. Or his mechanic suit, whichever.
Yeah, yeah, boiler suit. Yeah, yeah. Name on side, Jones on the other.
All right, so you guys can take it up from there.
Yeah, I say, yeah, I look up and I stop for a second. I hold a finger up. You know, be right back. I go over and clock in because I need to clock in. At least check in with Joe. Joe doesn't have the clock. That's for the place by checking. Hey, I need someone. I know somebody in the parking lot. I'll be right back.
All right, it's actually a slow day. You don't have any cars that need work on right away. So you're essentially on these slow days where you don't already have work to do. Joe usually just takes off and he goes down to the pub and he drinks until you call him.
Yeah. So Joe Jones. Yeah. Yeah. So I go over and, you know, and tap on the window. Were you here all night?
Oop. Kim?
Kim?
Yes. Sorry, it broke up a little. Yeah. I was here all night.
I'm looking Joe's.
Yeah, I tried to go back to the school, but there were a ton of cop cars. So.
Yeah, yeah. I look at it. I look at this. Look at the license plate. Yeah, this will get reported. Looking around, reach down, take the license plates off and just throw them in the trash can. We don't want to get Joe in trouble. drive into the garage. And I look at it and say, not a bad, okay. So, how good a car did she steal?
Considering she stole it near the college, probably pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Can't do much about the paint job. That would take a couple of days to do it up. Were the keys in there?
Nope.
What model? Oh,
VIN numbers this time. So remember, just removing the license plate good enough if it's not like spectacularly individual car, which it's not. It's a nice car. It's a nice sedan.
I'm just trying to remember if there were universal keys back then for cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Each manufacturer had basically a universal key.
I look at the model, go into the office, ding, ding, ding. Yep, here we go. I just see if you can get a copy of this one made. It says, do not copy. And there's like three or four or five, you know, three identical ones on the ring, but I can't take one of those, but I can always get a copy made. I think we have a key for this car. Let me take a look at, see if I can do anything with it. I'm going to pop the hood on it and take a look at her. Can I figure out what her capabilities are?
Yeah, it's a nice sedan. It's, you know, it's a few years old, but it's in good shape. It's been upkept pretty well. And again, if you're wanting to anonymize it, just swapping plates out is good enough at this point.
Yeah, I hate to say it, we probably got plates stashed somewhere in here. So I'm looking at tap tap. Oh,
actually, give me a second. Okay, Joe doesn't know you know this, but Joe occasionally gets rid of hot cars for mobsters in town. So you know where he keeps the stash of plates.
Yeah, I'm looking at, it's a straight eight, going, I go looking in the kit in there going, I think we got a turbocharger for this.
Yeah, so that's a plot point. The role was to find out whether or not Joe knew you knew. So Joe's up to no good. He doesn't think you know, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, do we actually have a turbo for the? I can. It would be a turbocharger. What would you call it back then? Would it be a turbocharger still then?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to soup it up to make it go faster, we can just make a simple roll of that. But otherwise, just you guys need to plan things out.
Back in that time, you just tweaked the carburetor.
Yeah, change the fuel air mix.
I am a mechanic, so I work on it and, you know, run the engines and, you know, get purring like a, you know, getting purring like a kitten. Do I need to make a roll for that, or
do you have a mechanic?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, no roll, because you have tools and you have time. So, and while this is going on, go ahead and have our injured guy here. Let us make you do a backbone check. Now, if you make it, your wound's going to go from medium to light. If you don't make it, it's still medium, and you can check every 3 days.
Yes! That's a crit, isn't it?
I have a 78 backbone, and I rolled a 3.
Now, 1 to 5 is a crit range, so yes. Okay, give me a second.
I don't think my dumb luck will actually come into play, except maybe no scar.
Yeah, so you have a light wound still, but for the lucky break, it doesn't leave behind any kind of sign at all. So, like, you don't have a knot on your head, you don't have any, you're not going to have a scar there. You still do have a light wound. Just have to wait a day and it'll go away.
Okie dokie.
Yep, and the cat's looking at you, you know.
I'm not going to eat it.
All right, so you also know where he works. So let's just get you guys back together and have you wander onto his workplace. And you'll show up around the time that he's wrist deep in carburetor.
Mm-hmm. Lancey is busy drinking the cheap coffee in the lounge. Or are you drinking the cheap coffee in the lounge?
Yes. Coffee is coffee.
I look over. Hey, I think we got you a new car.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice looking sedan.
Ooh, so.
You know, I appreciate that. But where did you steal this car from?
Where was I? Blank.
Yeah, you were in the nice area of town, say around Mint Ridge area, which is that's where all the professors live.
So someone's going to identify this car.
Probably.
If you don't, okay. Do you notice something right now? Doesn't cost anything. To change it will cost something. We got a paint hood. I can give her a new paint job.
Yeah, that's going to take a few days, though, right?
Yeah.
Take the better part of this of today. You sandblast down the paint and just put it over. I mean, there's nothing special about.
Yeah. But you got to mask off everything. You got to sand paint it down. You got to paint it, and then you got to let it cure before you really take it out. And curing is what it takes all the time. But, you know, hey, you know, if you rush it, I can at least change the trim so it doesn't look exactly the same. That's even easier to do.
I mean, having the car look crappy and sanded down and all that hasn't stopped people in this area, you know, driving around. So,
yeah. I mean, it does need a good polish. What do you say? We get you a car, and I look over the box of various parts. I can get you a fast car.
Are you talking to me or her?
I'm talking to, you know, I'm probably talking to both of you at this point.
Yeah, fast car would be great, and I promise I'll do better next time.
I hope so. I only got one head.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, do you want the shotgun or the Thompson?
What?
I open the trunk up and point to the Thompson and the shotgun.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Anything else in the trunk?
Handcuffs. Handcuffs if you want some.
Oh yeah, actually, you've been working on the car. Give me an instinct roll times two since you've actually been checking the car out and opening panels and looking over it.
So that'd be 128. That's definitely in good territory.
There is a false panel in the back of the trunk, so it looks like the hump that with the tire well. You know what I'm talking about, right? The tire wells have a hump into the trunk. It's offset a little bit, so like there's almost a whole 8 inches worth of extra room. And you happen to, you know, and you're looking around for the spare tire. You're looking around to see what's back there, and you happen to say, "Hey, what's this latch?" And this hidden compartment pops open.
Yeah,
there's a couple of handguns in there where obviously, the filed off serial numbers. You find a wad of cash.
Ooh.
And you find a bag of a white brick of something.
This goes in the burn barrel.
No. Don't.
What? Oh.
Don't burn that.
No. Down the toilet.
Where did you steal this car from again?
The nice part of town after I got rid of the police car.
So, I think we're going to have the mob and the cops after us. And we have a rap sheet a mile long.
Opium. It's high-grade opium. We're going to have the tong after us.
It's about a kilo.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think that one through.
Stack of $20 bills.
How much money?
Big stack of $20 bills. It's about $1,000 in there.
We're just getting a new paint job.
That's the thing about the cars at the time. Unless you have a custom job done, one car ran off the factory, looks pretty much like every other one, and no VIN numbers anywhere. So, yeah, it's really hard to distinguish one of one model from another.
Yeah. Color? And I'm just saying this out loud.
Yeah, it was black.
Yeah, I'm just saying color, just saying it out loud, and whoever says first gets that color that's going to get made.
Red. Do they have red?
Yeah. Oh, red.
A candy apple red.
Candy apple red, yeah. Well, lacquer coating on top. Ooh, that'd be sweet. All right, you guys have to leave here for a bit. Go get some lunch. I'm got to get the sandblaster out. I get the hood and everything, and I'm going to sandblast this sucker. I stop and take out 1, 2, 3, take out 420s and put it in the till. That's what's going to cost to do the paint job.
I just rolled a simple check when you stole the car, and it was a bad break. So that's your bad break.
Yeah, it's good. I stop and look at Randall. Any trim options?
Sure. How about bulletproof glass?
I look in Joe's stash. Any bulletproof glass?
That was a joke.
No. Nah. No. Just some new license plates. Yeah, here's some from New York.
You could reinforce this chassis with some extra pieces of iron to make the body a little thicker, but you know, it'll make it run, you know, it'll be a little more sluggish if you do that, but
yeah. Yeah, but you know, do we have a turbo, but hey, is there a spare turbocharger I can mount on this sucker to compensate for that?
Yeah.
I can spend a plot point for that.
Sure can.
I'll spend a plot point for that. I pull out this one. This almost won the Indianapolis 500.
All right, so we're getting near time, so let's wind up by you guys discuss what your plans are from here. So you got a hot car with obviously either a payment for and some drugs,
some more weapons
after you. You got a couple of weapons, and you still are no closer to figuring out what all this is about. So just take it from there. Discuss what your next points are.
Yeah. So. I think it ends with those guys coming back after lunch, and I got the garage door closed, and I'll look at them, reach over, yank it up, and then point to this beautiful cherry red sedan with a cream roof and a gold accent trim on the in various places.
Maybe peel a $20 bill off for Joe for the supplies.
Yeah. No, I peeled off four of them.
Well, $20 to Joe.
Yeah, an extra for 20 for Joe, yeah.
He needs some drinking money.
Yeah.
Well, I see you went with subtle.
Hey, how many black cars are out there? Way too many. This says, look at me. So what will people do?
Look at us.
I just gotta rub my chin, look over at our driver. Can you change the color of this model? Pointing at her.
Redhead or blonde?
Her hair's dark, so I'm thinking blonde might be, because wouldn't you have to bleach it anyway? That might be easier.
Yeah. But then again, you know, I'm going... Wait a second, I have a girlfriend, don't I? Do I?
A forgotten one. Neglected.
No, I don't. Actually, no, I don't. Don't have a girlfriend. So I go, I probably had a girlfriend. Beauty salon. They can probably do it, you know.
The sorority girls can just get a bottle like a bleach blonde thing.
You want something that doesn't show dark roots when the day...
Let's just say you do that. So let's get to the discussing of where you are and where you want to go.
All right.
Our agenda is still the mortuary. There is a chance the cops haven't collected the effects yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a chance that they're staking it out as bait. We don't know until we look.
Which is why I should go by myself.
Yeah, that's what's hard about this. We don't know until we come across it.
Yeah. I mean, they've made you. They made her.
Well, they haven't made me because you gave them a crappy description. They obviously didn't know what I looked like.
Still, you didn't have any pictures of yourself in your office, did you?
I'm trying to think, do I?
I'll point out you may not, but you would still have a photo for your time in college. Because you did attend the college there.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long ago. So I've got a yearbook picture, but...
How vain are you?
Probably not vain enough to keep pictures of myself around the apartment.
Also, are you a licensed PI or not?
Not licensed.
So under the table. All right. So they probably don't know.
I'm a private eye.
Yeah. It still says you should call yourself a consulting detective. But anyway. All right. Well, if you think you're not, then you know, well, I stop. But you can't dress like that.
What's wrong with my suit?
You saw my suit? You know, it's, you know, I bought mine off the rack. That came from one of the tailors downtown.
Okay. You have a good eye for clothes.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've met too many mob bosses in my career. How's that? So, but yeah, we need to go to the mortuary. Not in that though. Point to the car. Or maybe in that, I don't know.
I'll just wear a hat down low, okay?
Peel off some money for Lancia and say, you know, hey, there's a beauty shop not far away, and I think there's a dress store not too far away. Go crazy, kid.
Ooh.
Yeah, she does crazy well enough on her own.
Yeah, but now she gets to go shopping.
All right, so it sounds like the plan for next episode is to visit the mortuary then.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's end the story there. Player points. You did not achieve the base goal of this adventure, which was to find whatever you need to find. But you did successfully evade the police that were after you. So one player point for the game, one player point for successfully evading the police. Everybody gets two base. And then you decide who the MVP of the episode is between the three of you.
That's crazy, Lancia, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so Lancia will get three.
So I was just thinking, me, I almost killed us all.
Yes, but that actually helped us get away from the cops.
In a twisted way. In a twisted way, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody wants to spend player points, the thresholds are 5. So you spend 5. Do you have a chance to increase into a tribute?
Nah, I'm thinking I'm finding too finding using them for other things are too important.
I have 3. So
yeah, and really, I mean, the stuff I'm good at, I'm good at. The stuff I'm bad at, I'm bad at. And I would have to spend like 100 to get them to where they're actually not bad at. So yeah, it's not worth it me spending on my movement or my appeal. That's more or less maxed out. I can't get it.
The other thing you can do is spend 5 to pick up a new skill if you have time to start learning it.
Yeah.
So those are good for the down times when we have, you know, like a week or two go by.
Yeah, it's been moving too fast and too crazy for that.
It's only been, 2 days?
Yeah. Feels like the beginning of this would be the beginning of the third day.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, we're going to call that cat. We're going to call him Richard.
Richard.
Yeah.
Why? Because to see if Richard has finished his home moving yet.
Yeah. Why? Because Richard's a little dick. took a shit in my clothes, in my dirty clothes basket. Thank you. the Chinese laundry is going to talk to me about that.
You know, there's a high probability when I left your place, I did not leave the cat in there. Unless the cat refused to come outside.
That sounds like a roll. Be able to herd cats.
Been doing that for the session.
Yeah, the cat's out.
All right.
Not that he may not come back, but he's out for now. Yeah. All right, well, we'll call it there, guys. Hope that was enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was fun in a pretty... dream wreck kind of way. Yeah. Nice.